This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Well, the newest strain of COVID, XBB 1.5, is the most transmissible variant yet. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor says nationally the newest variant accounts for 30% of cases, but in Louisiana, only 18%.
It's growing quite quickly, although I don't think there's much cause for alarm.
He says because of treatment therapies, vaccines, and boosters, he doesn't expect this particular strain to overwhelm hospitals either.
We don't expect it to be a curveball or to really dramatically change the situation we find ourselves in.
And he says similar to how we see a bump in cases after the holidays, he expects to see cases increase during carnival season. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Freshman LSU quarterback Walker Howard has reportedly entered the transfer portal. Coach Brian Kelly says after the Citrus Bowl, he was certain quarterbacks Jaden Daniels, Garrett Nussmeier, and Howard would remain on the roster. Howard won a state championship at St. Thomas More in Lafayette and is the son of former LSU quarterback Jamie Howard. Well, it is a big day on the campus of ULM as the Warhawks host the Ragin' Cajuns. It is the 2000th basketball game in ULM men's basketball program history. Coach Keith Richard says it's appropriate to play that milestone game at home against their big in-state rival.
There's been so many years of decades of us and them playing each other, and it's probably only fitting that that we play them right here on this milestone night.
The Cajuns enter the game 12-4 overall, 2-2 in the Sun Belt. Coach Bob Marlin's team lost their first two conference games on the road, but they returned to the Cajun Dome and picked up a couple of wins. Marlin says he wants to keep the positive energy flowing. ULM 7-10 overall, off to a 3-1 start in the Sun Belt. Richard says the Warhawks have found their identity.
We're defending and rebounding at a pretty high clip. Now we're playing guys a lot of minutes, really have shortened our bench. Our two guards are playing well, and it's just fit us, what we're doing. And hopefully we can keep that going and play a good game.